Madeleine Cunin is best known as Vermont's 77th governor, the first and only woman to hold that position. But she's also a writer. She's written 4 books, many of them focused on politics, feminism, and aging. And now Cunin is the author of a collection of poems titled Red Kite, Blue Sky. It includes reflections on quiet moments of daily life, but also larger and some heavier themes of aging, caregiving, grief, and death, as well as the COVID-19 pandemic. For more, I'm joined now by former Governor Cunin. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to join you.
So you've written several books, as I mentioned, but this is your first collection of poetry. How long have you been writing poetry?
Well, seriously, about 4 years. Seriously, I mean, writing regularly. I've always loved poetry, and I've written now and then, like for somebody's birthday or some special event. But as I got older, poetry resonated with me, and I began to sort of talk about my inner life and my private life through poems.
Well, many of your poems are quite personal. Many have aging and death as an underlying theme. And I wondered if you would read one poem in particular that stood out to me, which is Birthday 86.
First, I was 80. Then 85, toppling over to 86, 90 rising on the horizon. I gave a speech yesterday. I made them laugh. They clapped the years away. How old am I really? Hard of hearing, afraid of falling. My knees speak to me when I go upstairs or down. I take my medicine, little white pills and a green one, every morning and again at night. But I could suddenly become like her over there, strapped to her wheelchair, waiting to be pushed. I'm at an age where I'm now 87 since that poem was written. And I'm also optimistic. I go up and down or in and out of feeling my age, and then I spring back. Can I read you another one that's a little bit more cheerful?
Sure.
I wrote this in the midst of COVID. I had been worn down by COVID during the day. And then I went for a walk and everything changed. And this poem is called Blue Sky. I have time, a bushel full. No, a truckload, a storage unit full of time. Still, I portion time out carefully, almost like in the old days, except now I stretch my neck and raise my head and keep it there until it hurts to look at the blue sky. Long ago, before coronavirus, I looked at the sky for weather or at night for stars. The blue sky gave me answers by the hour. I didn't even say thank you. Yesterday, I went for a walk and gazed upward, expecting a little. I looked up at the blue sky. The longer I looked, I saw more layers of blue. The blue sky had depth, a clean teacup of blue without a crack. I could see through one blue to find another blue. The longer I held my head up, blue became more blue until I continued my walk and thanked the sky for being blue.
What effect does it have on your own thoughts about the aging process to write poetry about it and to share that?
Well, I think writing in any form kind of explains you to yourself. I mean, you try to define what you're experiencing. And I realized I was in a new phase of life as I approached my 80s. The book is not only about aging, it's about looking back at my life.
Well, before we wrap up, I want to ask a couple political questions. First, Vermont is facing a significant funding gap in the state pension system. And according to V.T. Digger, the underfunding of the pension system began in the later years of your administration, around 1989. As you see Vermont lawmakers now grappling with the pension gap, which has grown to over $5 billion, do you take some responsibility for that situation?
Well, I'm not sure it started with me. I think it started even before me, that there was some gap. But we were advised at the time that it could be fixed over a period of time. I guess I should take some responsibility. We were aware of it, but it hadn't reached the crisis point that appears to have become today.
You've been active in recruiting and training women to run for office. And right now, the two chambers of the legislature in Vermont are led by women. Molly Gray is also lieutenant governor. But there hasn't been a female governor in Vermont since you served. And Vermont is the only state in the country that has not sent a woman to Congress. Does it frustrate you at all that there are still gender barriers that haven't been broken in Vermont politics?
Well, it's not gender barriers alone. I mean, it is a little embarrassing for Vermont to have that moniker of being the only state who has not sent a woman to Congress. But I don't think it's entirely due to gender barriers. I mean, there are other factors at work. Vermonters love their congressmen and senators. We're not a swing state, which creates more openings. And we have just one congressperson. But I think we're on the brink, I hope, of changing that situation. There's so many qualified, by any measure, women who could fill a congressional seat. I've said this before, but I'll say it again with more conviction. I think the time is right to eliminate this exclusive definition of Vermont as the only state that hasn't sent a woman to Congress.
Madeline Cunin is the former governor of Vermont and author of the new poetry collection, Red Kite, Blue Sky. Governor Cunin, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.